This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado lawmakers will have to find more ways to save as they write next year's state budget, and that's before accounting for the federal funding cuts proposed by Congress. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The latest fiscal forecast suggests Colorado needs to find about $700 million in savings to cover the increasing cost of health care and education. But Mark Ferrandino, the governor's budget director, says the financial picture could get a lot tougher if Congress passes its reconciliation bill.
We expect we will lose anywhere from $900 million of federal funds to $2.5 billion of federal funds per year.
Because Colorado must maintain a balanced budget and lawmakers cannot raise taxes without voters' approval, that lost money would likely result in deep cuts to benefit programs like Medicaid. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Contract negotiations between Denver Public Schools and the Teachers Union are making progress, but both sides are still far apart on key issues. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Agreements have been reached on 22 of 25 issues. The union wants lower class sizes. Right now, they're set at 35 students. In April, the union asked for a kindergarten through third grade cap of 20 students and 23 for upper elementary and middle school. High school, 25 students. Pay is another sticking point. Starting pay in Denver is $55,000. That places DPS 11th among school districts. The district is optimistic an agreement can be reached. Both sides will resume negotiations Monday. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An I-25 overpass in Colorado Springs is now renamed in honor of the man considered to be the first American casualty in World War II. Naval pilot Daniel T. Griffin graduated from high school in Colorado Springs. He was at Pearl Harbor in 1941. His plane was shot down early in the Japanese air assault on the Navy base. He was killed by enemy gunfire as he swam back to shore. Griffin's surviving family members were present for the bridge's dedication on Tuesday. This is CPR News.